Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wildfires ravage Campbell County, Wildcat Creek, and Deer Creek fires spread rapidly. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In the early morning hours of August 2nd, the Campbell County Fire Department responded to a rapidly spreading grass fire off of Rochelle Hills Road, southeast of Wright. Propelled by strong winds and dry vegetation, the Wildcat Creek fire has expanded to approximately 17,258 acres and has now burned into Weston County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injuries or lost structures. According to the Campbell County Fire Department press release, a Type 3 incident commander has taken charge of the fire response, employing a variety of resources, including air attack, multiple heavy air tankers, single-engine air tankers, helicopters, and heavy equipment. The fire behavior necessitated indirect tactics to create substantial fire breaks. Resources from Campbell, Weston, and Converse counties, BLM, Wyoming State Forestry, U.S. Forestry, and contractors are on the scene. Currently, the fire is 30% contained, with crews expected to continue their efforts for several more days. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Just one day later, on August 3rd, the Campbell County Fire Department responded to another significant grass fire west of West Achita Road, northwest of Gillette. This fire, named the Deer Creek Fire, has already burned approximately 7,000 acres, affecting land in Johnson, Sheridan, and Campbell counties. As with the Wildcat Creek Fire, no injuries or structural losses have been reported. The Bureau of Land Management has assumed command of the Deer Creek Fire, deploying numerous resources, including heavy equipment and air support. Fire crews are expected to remain on the scene for several days, and there is currently no estimate on when the fire might be contained. The cause of this fire is also under investigation. The region is currently experiencing a severe lack of moisture and hot weather, creating prime conditions for wildfires to spread quickly. The dry vegetation has exacerbated the situation, leading to a rapid expansion of both the Wild Creek and Deer Creek fires. In response to these conditions, Stage 1 fire restrictions are in place on both private and public lands. The Campbell County Fire Department urges the community to follow these restrictions for safety. Detailed information on the fire restrictions can be found on the Campbell County Fire Department's website at ccfire.us. Fire crews from multiple agencies are working diligently to contain the growth of these wildfires and protect the affected communities. For more updates and information, visit Campbell County Fire Department's website at ccfire.us. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.